planning and development, so I'll stay right here and we'll just keep moving right on. We have one action item, and we will have a closed session to follow this immediately, for which jurisdictional staff may be on hand, and members may want jurisdictional staff, just to remind you of that. I'm getting there. I'm finding a little time here because I got to change that thing, so plan for that. We do have the agenda, as I said, with one item for open session here. If there's no objection, we'll accept the agenda as presented. And then we have the minutes of the July 12th meeting that have been presented. Are there any questions or amendments to the minutes of that meeting? Hearing none, if there's no objection, we will accept the minutes of the July 12th meeting as presented. Without objection, minutes are accepted. And that brings us to our one action item. Mr. Requa?
Yes. Mr. Chairman, I'll try to, I'll make the presentation. We have staff here to answer any further questions if they are. And I'll try to move through this as quickly as possible to get to the main points. As most of you know, we have been trying to replace the Southeast Bus Garage, which is 70 years old, for about the past 30 years. We have tentatively reached an agreement for transfer of property with the District of Columbia to provide for space at DC Village for the ample size to build a facility up to 250 bus garage capacity. Trying to expedite the replacement of this facility. There's an interest in certainly by Metro to be out of the current facility prior to the start of baseball from the standpoint of safety, standpoint of operations, and the standpoint of cost. In an attempt to do that, we have analyzed the ability to relocate buses that are currently at the Southeast facility to other Metro operating facilities. Because, again, for safety purposes, operation purposes, getting into the cost of doing that, the increase in deadhead to operate out of the other facilities is an increase in cost of about $4.2 million a year. The option to stay at the facility generates a number of significant costs from the standpoint. Currently, the district is paying for, we are paying for the lease of the property of a lot. The district is paying for shuttle service to and from that lot. That cost becomes a Metro cost next year. We would be spending about $1 million to stay, and we would have to expend an additional $1.6 to $1.7 million to provide for operations to work around the baseball season, during which time we would not be able to operate buses on the streets at that facility 3 hours before and 3 hours after a baseball game. On the next page, you'll see a plan to redistribute the 106 buses that are currently at Southeast to other facilities. We've worked with bus operations and bus service to allocate these buses to these facilities. And for any event that the board the recommendation is to reallocate the buses at a cost of $4.2 million a year. The option to do that is to, one option to do that is to relocate to other temporary facilities. And if you go to the next page, you'll see, the next page, is a summation of the different options that we have. If we are to the bottom, next page, please. The bottom recommendation is the one that we recommend, is that we relocate to other Metro facilities and operate the buses from there. The two above that are temporary facilities that we looked at, one on W Street that would be a modification that we'd have to make to a current trucking type of operation. We would not be able to complete that in time for baseball next year, so we'd have to live through at least one baseball season at Southeast. The second would be on Howard Road, which is vacant land, but we'd have to build a facility, temporary facility at that site, and you can see the cost in the right-hand column. The other option is to retain operation at the Southeast Bus Garage. The assumption that we would sell the property and then have to lease the property back from the owner of the bus garage site, in addition to the operating costs and in addition to the shuttle services, and that cost is actually higher than the reassignment. So we bring to you this item. You know, the next steps as we see this is that, as we talked about earlier, we're going through a process. We hope to finalize a sale of the Southeast Bus Garage this fall. We want to award a contract in December for the site preparation. We want to complete the design for the permanent facility, and the other actions that we are listed in December. If we were to relocate to another temporary facility, we would have to go through a public hearing process, and we'd like to avoid that and finalize the reallocation of buses to the other facilities of Metro, and would like to do that just before the start of the baseball season next year. I'll stop there and try to answer any questions.
Discussion, Mr. Linton.
Isn't this my committee? My turn to drive. Thanks.
Because I was in the seat.
Mr. Benjamin.
Our seat.
And he was. They were both looking at me. Somewhat embarrassed.
Somewhat. Not a lot.
Moderately embarrassed.
Moderate embarrassed.
Senior, we'll call it.
I'm not quite sure what we're being asked to do. Are we being asked to amend the budget for 08, 09?
What this would do would lead to I guess it would be a budget amendment for 08 and 09, short period in 08, to allow for the increase in deadhead mileage for the operation of the Southeast buses from other Metro facilities, and that would continue on until 2010, until the new facility was completed.
So are you saying that this number is not included in the proposal that we just saw for the 09 budget?
Well, you haven't seen a proposal for the 09 budget. It will be in the 09 budget when it comes to.
I mean, we saw a number that was the basis for the fair discussion.
Right, as I said.
Is this included or not included?
Well, let me go back to my presentations. I said during the presentation with a higher level that we have not developed the specifics of the 09 budget. Included in that higher level would be our view of all expenditures, but the specificity of the issues, no. We've not developed the line items for the 09 budget.
And you're saying relatively little of this would occur in 08?
We would move the buses, since there would be an increase in cost, we would do it probably at the end of March prior to the start of the baseball season, or just before that, depending on the baseball season.
What would be helpful, since this affects the subsidies that each of us pays, would be to have, when we get a presentation like this, what the jurisdictional subsidy effects are of this kind of service?
Let me give you an example. The 4.2, we looked at the services, regional and non-regional. The percentage or the dollar distribution would be $2 million estimated to the district, 1.2 to Maryland, and $1 million to Virginia. One-fourth of that would be the cost for 08. $500,000 for the district, $300,000 for Maryland, and $200,000 for Virginia. The FY 08 estimate.
Shouldn't you be backing out that the land costs? So it's not 4.2 for the first year.
No, he was working on a through. He already backed it out, I think.
Already backed it out.
Oh, just the debt. Okay, just the debt.
Yeah.
So basically you're saying that if we were to approve that option,
right,
we can expect to pay that much more in an audit adjustment. You're not proposing to save that in the budget this year?
At least not at this point.
Okay. Just in the future, it would be helpful if we knew what the jurisdictional impacts of proposals like this were, because we've got to talk to the people who have the money and say, what do we do about this?
What are you looking for? I think we got the answer. Yes. It would have been nice to have had it presented in the first place. Mr. Linton?
That was going to be my question, actually. I want to know what the jurisdiction.
What's going to cost you? I'm sorry, there are others that I know. Let me make sure I understand. We're going to build a new facility and we're going to move the buses in there.
Yes, that's the plan.
If distributing this way were optimal to do, we'd already be doing that. So this is only intended to be interim until the new facility is available.
That's correct.
And it seems like the obvious thing would be build a new bus facility, then move them in there, rather than incur this increased cost by scattering them.
The issue with that is, and so we went out for proposals to sell the facility, and it has a leaseback provision. The leaseback provision and all of the proposals that came back far exceeds the dollar amount of relocating the buses. So if we were to stay there, which we need the monies in order to build a new facility from the sales, the cost of staying there after a sale will exceed several times the dead ending cost.
But why don't we simply tell them, you can have the facility when we have our new facility? I mean, why are we giving it up before we, well, we still need it at an additional cost to ourselves?
Mr. Zimmerman, we need money to pay for the construction of the facility, and the money that would be gained by the sale would allow us to award the contract for the construction of the next project. Similar to, I mean, the different situation would be Arlington versus West Ox Road, is that there were funds available to provide for the construction of our share of the facility at West Ox Road, and the sale of the Arlington facility would take place after we've moved out. And in this case, we don't have a source of funding to build the new facility, and we're looking at the sale of the property to provide for at least the base amount to build a replacement facility, and thus we have to turn over the ownership. And the proposals discussed that will be discussed later on the sale of the property speak to leaseback.
You know, I hadn't thought of the analogy you brought up, but of course that is the situation. We've told the people that are going to get the land that we're selling the land to for the Arlington division that they get it when we have a new facility ready and we move there. That's exactly what we're doing. We're not asking anybody, we're not asking the whole region to bear additional deadhead costs by doing something in the interim, although that would, of course, expedite the land transaction and the development and everything else. Why is the region being asked to bear, I mean, you know, we're looking at, for Virginia side, $1 million more, essentially to accommodate baseball, and I don't know, as someone who sat here 2 years ago and had a bus chain, a regional bus change vetoed by Maryland because it would have cost them $2,000, and I had to bear all that cost ourselves for the entire route change. I'm wondering why it is that we're being so cavalier about $9.5 million of regional cost for something that doesn't look essential, but for the necessities of baseball.
Those people aren't here anymore.
Right.
Mr.
Chairman?
Yeah.
Mr. Monument. Aren't here anymore from Maryland.
Oh, yeah, the clarification. Well, that's a good point.
Well, I think, you know, the thing that's probably not quantified here is the safety issues. I mean, the fact of the matter, we're going to be operating a lot of buses around a lot of pedestrians. I think that's something that I believe our general manager would prefer to avoid. I think all of us would prefer to.
Because of baseball games.
Because of baseball games. I mean, I think that's probably underlying issue here. That's something I'd rather not talk about.
I can understand that. Again, it seems as though Virginia, Maryland being asked to contribute to something that is necessitated by baseball or the whole area.
Baseball is for the whole area, not just for the.
Yeah, I don't disagree.
No, I'd say that was a district decision you're entitled to make, but I don't remember being asked to decide whether we favored that action or would contribute to it. And it does seem like we're being asked to contribute at the moment.
Mrs. Zimmerman?
Ms. Kaufman.
Yeah, I think we'd all like to send the bill to baseball because that's what's driving it. I look at this. I can only imagine the pain because I was instrumental in fighting baseball out of Virginia. At least that's what some of them think. And my concern here is you know, we've had some problems with, for instance, our Huntington project, and we're going to have to do a lease back there. We're not asking anybody else to pony it up. We realize that's our expense to bear. So my concern here is on a move that's being driven by what's touted as an asset for the district, is putting Maryland and Virginia into ponying up the dollars for something that really doesn't benefit us. So I'm just concerned that this is being presented as a regional expense when I think it is a local expense.
I guess I would say I disagree with that. I don't know if we have any ridership numbers for baseball games. It might be interesting to see where ridership is coming from, because I think it's fair to say it is a regional asset. The ballpark is not only for district residents. I think it's.
So how much of your property tax revenue do we get?
Mr. Chairman, let's be clear about something. You know, it's not a question of who the consumers are. Of course, they come from all over the region, just as people come from all over the region to go to Tyson's Corner, for instance, to the shopping mall. But we don't expect citizens of the district to pay for anything other than what they buy at Tyson's Corner. We wouldn't expect them to be subsidizing the mall. And, you know, similarly, I view baseball as a private good. People who want it can go pay to see it. if the district finds that it's worthwhile to use taxpayer dollars to subsidize it, that's your choice. But I don't really understand why citizens in Maryland or Virginia should be expected to provide taxpayer dollars to that decision.
Well, I think...
Who is it?
Mr. Monomaker.
Well, I just wanted to say the... the majority of the routes out of the Southeast Garage are in fact regional routes, as I understand. So I don't know if it's just district service that's being served out of the Southeast Bus Garage.
It's the additional cost from this particular plan to move buses before the other facility is available, which we are having to do precisely because of this other decision. Of course, we all have a share to pay for those regional services. That's not the question. The increment is the cost, which it seems to me from the presentation.
It is a chicken and egg situation in some ways. I mean, we can't have a new garage without selling the existing facility, which, by the way, the value of that existing building is very much enhanced because of the development activities which are associated with the stadium that have occurred there. And so that rebounds to the benefit, redounds to the benefit of the entire region. You know, the fact of what the District of Columbia, and you know my feelings on baseball, but the fact of what we've done, the fact of what we've done have enhanced the value of this structure to the benefit of everybody at this table. And the long-standing commitment, and I wish Gladys Mack were here because she could speak to this more eloquently than I can, to have a new Southeastern bus garage, which this authority has made for decades. You know, we're about to finally realize, but we're only going to realize it if we can sell the existing facility, get the money that we need, as Mr. Requa has explained, get the money that we need in order to build a new facility. By the way, on land, which the District of Columbia yet has to discuss. Hello? You know, because the fact of the matter is that D.C. Village is owned by the District of Columbia, and we have to discuss land values.
Oh, so in other words, that's we don't even actually have a deal for the new location.
Well, I mean, all of this, you know, if we're going to begin to get it, go down this path, you know, but the fact of the matter is that the Southeastern Bus Garage is a major benefit to this whole region. And so it's got to be seen in this way, and if we're going to take this other point of view, it's going to be problematic on a number of fronts.
And no one has, I think, questioned the need for a new garage, the legitimacy of a project to build.
Well, we can
garage.
Only, but Mr. Chairman, you're still the chairman of the committee, aren't you? despite the extensive involvement in the debate, is the fact that we cannot have the new garage without selling the existing garage, getting the money from the garage. We've convened and had an RFP process, which is now apparently going to conclude. You know what I'm saying? You can't have one without the other. If we're really interested in a new bus garage, we got to sell what we have and move on.
And yet you've just finished telling us, I guess, that, or putting us on notice perhaps, that the district's not necessarily...
Well, there are a lot of issues here, Mr. Zimmerman.
I mean, that's rather curious. I was thought all of this...
This authority, as you like to say, is the region's success story.
Ms. Hewlett?
Remember?
Have we explored, or has the district explored, other options as well? I mean, other ways of financing, because we haven't been on record yet, but you should know that Maryland has some issues too. So
financing the incremental.
Well, I mean, I'm just trying to figure out. Because I think this jurisdictional assessment is problematic for Maryland as well as Virginia, and I'm just trying to figure out is there any other alternative? Because we look at it much the way Virginia does.
I don't know. The other alternative is that we don't have a Southeast bus garage. I'm not sure what we do with
here's the number, Mr. Monomay. 80% of the bus routes operating out of the Southeastern Bus Division are regional routes. 80%.
That's not a question.
I'm not sure that that's relevant.
Well, it is relevant. It's directly relevant because in order to have a new facility that better serves the regional interests, we've got to sell the existing building, have a period of time to construct a new garage before we can then consolidate again all of these routes in a new structure. Am I right?
That's correct.
I mean, what am I missing? I mean,
that is exactly right, and it's exactly the same as the situation with replacing the Arlington division with the new Westox facility. They're regional routes, and the same thing has to take place. The difference is there, the new facility is to be built, then the vehicles are moved into them, and the old facility shut down. As a result, we don't have additional interim costs, which is all we have in front of us now.
But where is the money coming from?
Interim costs.
Where did the money come from to build the new facility?
Like everything else, it's budgeted in one way or another. I'm talking about what the total cost is. And the fact here is now we're having a change because apparently this wasn't anticipated, and there's an incremental cost or an interim cost before the new facility is ready. And it appears that the reason for that is to accommodate baseball games. That was all I pointed out.
Well,
we have $9 million of cost to be borne by the region for something that doesn't seem to actually be fundamentally part of the regional service that's provided.
Well, I think there's an issue of pedestrian safety. When you're in 84 days of the year, you have thousands of people coming. Well, I mean, I think Metro is interested. Aren't we still interested in pedestrian safety?
Yes, we are interested.
The question is, where the cause of
vis-a-vis buses?
What's your pleasure?
Well, let's vote.
I move approval.
Need a motion to vote.
I move approval.
I second.
Mr. Monahan moves approval of the recommendation. Mr. Graham seconds. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
There is in doubt. All in favor, please raise your right hand. Count three. Opposed? Motion fails. Further suggestions? Mr. Graham.
Well, let's let's just check in to see what the ramifications are of this decision.
I think the ramifications are, if the decision is that we're not relocating, the cost of operating, I don't think this stops the building of the baseball stadium, so there will be baseball. There are going to be restrictions on the use of the roads and streets in the area of the baseball stadium. You will incur the $1 million cost of the rental of the current lot, plus the bus shuttle, and an increase in operating costs because it'll be much less efficient and much more time required to maintain the buses at the facility, which is estimated at 1.7. So the increase in cost to operate out of the current facility for the future, I think, is estimated about $2.7 million.
A year?
A year.
Okay, so what is the difference between the $2.7 million and the anticipated cost associated with relocating the buses?
1.5.
I thought it was about
2.7 to 4.2
per year.
And
of course,
and
that would mean that we're not.
Of course, this would alleviate any need to act on awarding the RFP.
Well,
because we can't very well award the sale of this facility when we can't deliver on
it. Then if we're going to still continue to build the new facility, we may have, depending on the sale of the property, have a leaseback charge for the use of the property.
Right, but
in addition to that.
But I wouldn't want to do that. I wouldn't want to lease back. So the action that is contemplated for a few minutes from now, we can take that off the table. The RFP process is for naught, and we stay in the facility and we pay the current costs into the future.
Yeah, what is it?
With whatever pedestrian hazards and whatever possible liabilities arise therefrom. Isn't that a fair statement?
No. Mr. Chairman?
Julie.
Since we were trying to have a special meeting on another very, very important issue, and I think this is an important issue.
Yes, it is.
So I don't dispute that, and I for one am willing to explore or consider that at that same special meeting. You can't.
No, I mean that's an executive session.
Well, it doesn't have to be. You could do it.
You can do that in public.
You can do it in public session. Well, you can have an
open. A public session agenda item and move it into executive session.
Well, it doesn't have to. You can have
a special open meeting.
You can have a special open meeting. And to see if there's any other alternatives that are on the table. I mean, we're rather than Mr. Monahan?
Well, maybe just some, some clarification, if I could. The 2.7 that you're saying, if we stay in the facility, what is the, what's the regional allocation for that? What's the allocation for that?
Well, it would be the same percentage.
Same percentage.
Yeah. I mean, the district pays.
District pays half, and the rest of us pay.
About 42%, Maryland 31%, and Virginia about 28%. So, I mean, that would be the increase in expense. I mean, there is not a no action, no cost
understood.
Alternative.
Understood. Could you go back and kind of explain on the, I'm not sure what slide it is. It's the reassignment of buses slide, where it talks about the less $1 million due to satellite bus parking. What is that $1 million about?
$1 million is the lease, is the payment for the EPCO property that's being leased, and the cost of the shuttle buses to carry the employees from the facility to and from the buses.
It's a deferred
that has to run 24.
It's a deferred cost.
Pardon?
So it would be a deferred cost if we reassign.
If we reassign, well, yeah, that cost would come out of the 4.2. But in all fairness, that $1 million is not in the budget for for 09 yet at this time.
Okay.
So there still is a cost of 4.2.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, your time was Mr.
Chairman.
Okay.
From the standpoint, you know, there's lots of discussions about the real issue seems to be who pays for the deadheading or other costs. From an operating perspective, given a stadium is being built, given the parking restrictions in the areas, there's, I don't know where our employees would park. We would have to provide or find some area or some facility for them to park their private vehicles, and we shuttle those employees to that facility.
I do that now.
But even further than what it is today. There will be major disruptions in our ability to operate the service, and I'm concerned from a safety standpoint. And that's the reason we were accelerating the action here. In closed session, we will bring to you the results of the request for proposal for the sale of the facility. And under that, I can't go into details in open session, as I'm sure you are aware, there's different provisions for leaseback. I'm just coming from the standpoint of very soon we need to make some decisions on what we're going to do here. If we continue to operate here, I am very concerned from the safety of the pedestrians as well as the safety of our operations. I personally went out there just to see how the buses now exit the facility as a result of the construction, and it is not a safe operation in any stretch of the imagination. So I'm just urging whatever point that we make some effort to special meeting or whatever, some closure to it.
I'm going to make a suggestion to the committee. The board meeting is in 2 weeks. I think one option for us is to forward this recommendation for consideration of the board without recommendation from the committee.
So moved.
So that means you're moving to reconsider the prior vote.
Yes. Good point.
Yes.
Yes. We would have to reconsider the prior action and then move forward the recommendation.
Without recommendation. Without.
So is there a motion to reconsider?
You have to think. Or somebody.
Somebody from the prevailing side.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Kaufman, seconded by Mr. Solomon. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, so now is there a motion to forward the recommendation, to forward the manager's recommendation without the committee?
So moved.
Seconded by Mr. Litton, seconded by Mr. Monahan. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion carries unanimously.
No.
I'm sorry.
No.
No?
No, sure, no. I mean, without recommendation or without appointment.
You didn't want it to go forward.
I want to go forward, but I want to go forward with the
motion. Motion carries, Mr. Graham dissent. We'll hopefully have better information in 2 weeks to make a final decision on this matter. I move that the board meet in planning, development, and real estate executive session to discuss contractual issues in accordance with board procedure Roman numeral 6.4. For a second.
Second.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion carries. We're going to be in closed session. Jurisdictional staff requested to be available for their members.
Mr. Chairman, before you close this.
Ms. Cato.
Yes. After some review with staff, we have a proposal that we have a special session on the fair indexing as well as fair policies and other discussions at 9 o'clock on the date of the board meeting.
27th, two weeks from today.
Yes. And delay the board meeting until a later hour, 11:30, to give us time to have a 2.5-hour discussion.
Please tell me what other members think.
Now you're scheduled to be here as opposed to some other day.
I think I'm chairman back again now.
Not yet.
I just want to reiterate, you know, that this is not just about fair index.
Yes.
And so please don't.
And budget.
Please don't characterize it this way. We have the whole kit and caboodle before us again.
Yes.
For discussions, all the discussions relating to this. So I would ask you not to phrase it that way in your discussions with the public. I'm sensitive about this issue.
I retract my comments and say that we've proposed that we have a meeting to discuss the financial aspect of the organization at 9 o'clock on the 27th.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Further questions on this? If not, then I suggest we recess to executive session. Thank you.